This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Visitors to Rocky Mountain National Park will see a slight price increase when they purchase passes for the summer, which go on sale Monday. One-day vehicle passes will jump from $25 to $30 starting next month. Winter and summer campground fees will also see a small increase. Park officials say the price increase will help fund maintenance for the park, including trash removal, trail upkeep, and snowplow operations. State lawmakers have tabled a bill that would force Comcast and Altitude Sports to end their three-year contract standoff. CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports.
Fans of the Nuggets, Avalanche, and Rapids are unable to watch games if they have Comcast, the state's largest cable provider. Representative Kyle Mulica hoped to resolve the deadlock with a bill that would force broadcasters and providers to negotiate after a contract expires. But he's now asked the House Committee of Business Affairs and Labor to indefinitely postpone a vote so that the companies can reach a deal without government intervention.
I've had multiple conversations with both of them, and they realize that the state legislature is paying attention, and we're willing to take action if they can.
Mulica said the companies will meet again in June. He's threatened to reintroduce his bill if the blackout continues. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
UC Health is cutting the price of a cancer drug called Zoladex after admitting it overcharged patients, according to the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Fort Collins resident Holly Quinn told the paper she was charged more than $9,000 per injection, an injection for which UC Health paid less than a tenth of that cost. A UC Health spokesperson apologized for the error and said UC Health would offer a refund to similar patients. This is CPR News and KRCC.